This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he's been swallowed by a whale. He's in the middle of the belly of a whale. Okay? Now we know the story, I'm not going to go into the story. But imagine this. Allah says in the Quran, Surah number 21, ayah number 87, he says, فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. Yunus alayhi salam calls Allah from within darknesses. Now what are the darknesses? Darkness number one, the belly of the whale. Darkness number two, this dark sea at night, okay, where the whale is swimming. Darkness number three, the rain clouds that are above that are still pouring their rains over. And of course, you've got the darkness of night. And Yunus alayhi salam is calling Allah repeatedly again and again. And what does he say? He doesn't say, look, the amazing thing is this, look, he could have said, oh Allah, I'm a sinless prophet. I've never sinned. Okay, I've been given da'wah all my life. All my life I've done good things. I don't deserve this. I don't deserve to be in the belly of a whale, right? He could have said that. No. That's the lesson we have, subhanAllah. You're in a crisis. Don't go to Allah and say, oh Allah, I don't deserve this, or why am I in this crisis, or why have I been in here so long? No. Total opposite. Just concentrate on the positives. Make Allah your belief that He has done nothing wrong. And Allah hasn't done anything wrong. That's the real state, okay? Yunus alayhi salam does exactly that. He's a sinless prophet in the middle of the belly of the whale, okay? Never sinned. Okay, he might have made a small mistake in leaving his people before Allah told him to leave them. That's what Allah says in the Quran. He should have waited for Allah's call to leave his people, but no, he left. He left, you know, hastily. He left the nation and he thought, okay, the punishment is coming, let me leave them soon. But he should have waited for Allah's call. Anyway, he's in the middle of the belly of the whale. What does he say? He says, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Now let's look at those words. He says, La ilaha illa anta. Oh, he says, you, oh Allah, you're the only real God. There's no other real God besides you. What does that mean? That means if there's no real God besides you, there's no real rescuer besides you. There's no real helper besides you. The only one that can rescue me right now, the only one that has got real power right now and has always had, will always have, is you. That's La ilaha illa anta. Subhanallah. La ilaha illa anta. Then he says this, Subhanak. You know what Subhanak means? Oh Allah, no blame lies on your side. Subhanak means you are perfect, you are glorified, you are sublime. There's never been anything wrong with you, you've never done anything wrong. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin, I am of the wrongdoers. Now look at what Yunus alayhi salam says. I am of the wrongdoers. You've done nothing wrong. Though I'm in the middle of the belly of the whale, I might die soon. I don't know what my fate is, but I'm just letting you know there's nothing that you've done wrong. Everything that's been done wrong has been on my side. Subhanallah. You've reduced yourself to zero in front of Allah. You make Allah 100, and Allah Azza wa Jal readily wants to accept your dua. Just remember, please, you're making that dua to Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us in a hadith, فَأَلِحُّ فِي الدُّعَى. Be persistent with Allah. Okay, ask Allah again and again and again. Ask Allah, look, you know this dua of Yunus alayhi salam? In a hadith of Tirmidhi, it says, any believer who uses the same words in a moment of distress, Allah will also answer your call. Allah said in the next verse, in verse number 88 of Surah number 21, he says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُوجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. I answered the call of Yunus. I rescued him from the distress he was in. And likewise, I will rescue the believers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, you use the same dua as a believer, again, repeatedly, again and again, Allah will save you from your stress as well. So please, you use this dua. Now,